This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
New dire warnings around WHO flu. There's new strains, and the strains are coming from India. There's new strains in China. There's new strains, whatever. Oh, unbelievable. They got to keep you in fear, these leftists do. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Fauci the leprechaun is still running around claiming his innocence in this mass genocide that occurred. That was little more than a flu, but he's got to own it, as does Cuomo and many of these others that essentially got people killed. And worse than that, the fear that they created. And, oh, let's not forget the theft. Still going on right now. People stealing trillions of dollars from us every single day. Glad you guys are here. Let me give you some fact checks that happened. This is the week of June the 20th. Fact check. Conservative outlets advance unfounded theory about capital attack. That's number one. Number two, this has to do with the fraud, the WHO flu fraud. PCR tests are reliable to detect, monitor COVID-19 infections, which are real and had caused millions of deaths worldwide. That's from factcheck.org. Health feedback says, fact check, false rumor that QAnon supporters are buying tickets for Trump's inauguration. Yeah, that's definitely a lie. USA Today, research rebuts claims linking COVID-19 vaccines to mail-in fertility. That was one we did the other day. And finally, here's one, the last one that I saw, fact check. Photos of Hawaii lighthouse don't disprove sea level rise. Fact check should all automatically say to you, lie, 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 lie. Learn to discern. That's what you have to do with these so-called fact checks. I don't believe them. So, and here's what's interesting is, if you look at you can almost just say follow the money. And we already know, CNN said, we're going to be pressing down on climate change, and they are. But look at how they live. You know, let's allow Russia to have the Nord Stream pipeline, right? I mean, what sense does that make? You want to shut down our oil-producing capabilities and make us dependent upon Russian oil, make Europe dependent upon Russian oil, as you clamp down on it in the United States. Nothing makes sense with the left. Man, you want to reach out sometimes and just shake them. What else we got to talk about? Racism. I swear, we're going to cover this today. Maybe we'll get to it. It's so ridiculous. I wonder, am I really teaching you anything? I know I am. I know that I'm giving you some insight to this craziness, but I have to believe that if you've been listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, that's on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, for any length of time, it's tough for me to tell you. The only thing I can do is highlight the level of stupidity of the leftists in this stuff, because what else can I tell you about this? Racism, racism, racism everywhere. Inflation. What do they say about inflation? You guys got me some notes on it. Oh, here's what. This is enough to cover by itself, but it's funny how they deal with inflation as, oh, it's no big deal. You know what most people are worried about these days right now? Can they afford a home now? I'm just going to start this, and we'll probably cover it separately, but it says higher prices for rental cars, airline tickets, uncooked beef roast, have economists and consumers wondering whether we're living through the start of an inflationary period. Wondering? What do you mean wondering? It remains to be seen whether these price hikes are just a temporary blip resulting from the pandemic era mismatch of supply and demand, or an indication of inflation, an uptick in prices that continues month after month across a broad array of goods and services. Let me tell you, if you haven't been looking at the price of lumber, drywall, all the building materials, the cost of houses, and all the other things that are going on, you're asleep at the wheel. Anyway, I want to cover this because if this were Trump and this uptick were happening, they would be bludgeoning this man. But because it's Joey Demento, they don't, oh, well, we don't know whether it's an uptick. We're not sure. What they're telling you is, we're not sure how to spin it just yet. Because if it keeps on going, we don't want to go out on a limb and tell you, oh, it was only temporary. We don't know how to spin it. The press is writing stuff with, think of how you would write something if you don't know the end of it. If you don't know the answer, you don't know the final result of your show, or you didn't read the book report and you had to just guess at it. That's what these clowns are doing. All to protect a dude that everybody in the world knows is so demented, they got to be laughing, saying, how could America possibly put a guy into office who is brain damaged? This is a country we looked up to. Maybe it's because the other world leaders know that Biden's not really in charge. Wow. What else we got to talk about? Oh, Wu Flu? You hear about these British Airways pilots? You probably have. We'll cover that. Maybe we'll get to it. There's too much. Mike Pence on January 6th. What a putz that guy is. The FBI director in cahoots with the Bidens? Surprise, surprise. Former FBI director. The existing one. As big a crook as any. Where's the Durham report? Where's Hunter Biden? Probably selling his crayon art for millions of dollars somewhere in the Ukraine. Oh my gosh, we got tons to talk about. Biden snapping at reporters. We covered that earlier, but I mean, somebody did a whole thing on it. How many times this guy jumps a reporter? This guy's the left. He can't even control himself. His brain is so dead. It's like, shut up. You're being mean. Don't be talking about my son. Wow. What do we got else? What else we got? What do we got else? Oh, companies. Did you? This one hurts my heart. Cheesecake Factory. Maybe shutting down. Have you guys heard this? Have you eaten at the Cheesecake Factory? It's good stuff. And the meals are huge. They do not skimp. This isn't like some French bistro where they give you something the size of an appetizer. They give you a plate for a horse. They can't pay their mortgage. Anyway, a lot of companies, a lot of restaurants you're used to going to, shutting down. Wouldn't you like to be the one to get the Cheesecake Factory? You could turn that bad boy around? I would. Lots to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The crooked people involved in this scamdemic is, it's just amazing to me to know. Because if you have any common sense at all, you see this scam for what it is, this WooFlu scam. Unbelievable what's happening. I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. A year older, I must say. I had my birthday a few days ago. Thanks for everybody who supported me. Albert sends me a text saying, "Hey, Kev, man, I'm sorry I haven't gotten anything for your birthday." This dude, Albert, you're my boy. Albert has done so much for us, it's ridiculous. And he still wants to do more. What a heart. What a servant's heart. And Bob and Carol, I hope you guys have made it up to Canada on your trip. And can't wait for you to get back. Maybe I'll get a chance to spend some time with you when I get down to Florida. And, of course, Ruth, thank you for my birthday wishes. Ruth is my 93-year-old sugar mama. I don't know, Ruth, or you, she might have aged downward now. She might be 86 now. Ruth is aging in reverse like me. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. So we've got this scam of the Wu Flu stuff. And so many crooked doctors are involved because the real doctors, the real specialists, the real epidemiologists and virologists are blowing the lid off this. And these other people who are paid, the fraud cheese of the world, these fraud doctors of the WHO and the CDC, etc., continue doing what they're doing. And let me tell you, I think that if we're smart, we will never let them stick a mask on our faces again. I'm going to tell you, I have walked out of anywhere that says, you need a mask to come in, screw you. There, we were looking at adopting a dog, and they had a thing that says, don't come in here without a mask. Okay, not coming in. You want somebody to come look at your animals and take them off your hands at an outrageous price? I'm not coming in. Any business that says you need a mask, a business that says mask optional, I'm cool with it. I'll go in there in a second. And, oh yeah, do I support the ones that say we don't want masks in our place? I fully 1,000% support them. Yes, I wish there were 10 of me so I could give them all 100. First, the number of people who got this Wu Flu is much higher. The number of infected people with the Wu Flu is outrageously high. It's probably 200 million. It's well over half of America has had the Wu Flu. They won't tell you this because it'll skew the statistics so badly that when you think about the number who've died, you'll be like, oh, geez, it's nothing. It's nothing in comparison. Second, while we're on the subject of the people who've died from it, the number of people who have actually died from the Wu Flu is much lower. That is a fact. I don't need anybody, I don't need any scientists to tell me. It is a fact. And now we have the vaccine that never needed to be developed. A simple dose of hydroxychloroquine combined with a few vitamins is all you needed to protect yourself from the Wu Flu and variants of the Wu Flu. However, to propagate the lies, governments around the world have colluded with Big Pharma to create, now use my finger quotes, cures for a relatively benign virus that does and can kill you. No question about it. But so can the flu. Now what we have, folks, whether you believe it or not, is the cure is worse than the disease. Daily, people are dying from this vaccine. Others are growing deathly ill. And in more recent examples, within roughly 1 week, 4 British Airways pilots tragically died, supposedly after getting the shot. And these guys, as most pilots, are young and in good health. Just the way we like our pilots, right? Probably just the way we like lots of people, young and in good health. The scuttlebutt is, all these guys got this Wu Flu shot, and they died from these side effects. Now, I don't know. I don't have any evidence of this, except that people are going, I know these guys. And let me ask you, how many airlines do you know that lose 4 pilots, young, relatively healthy pilots, in a period of a week? Have you ever heard of such a thing? I wouldn't. There is no way you would surprise me if you say if you found out. Yep, Kevin, they all got the shot because British Airways wanted them to get it. British Airways said, "You know what? You need to get this shot that way. Well, our pilots are protected, and we can fly anywhere, and there's not going to be any restrictions." And they got it. And I hope these 4 pilots sue them. I hope they sue the daylights out of British Airways. This shot is more dangerous than the virus. I've had the virus. I'm not taking a shot. Have you heard anybody talking about those who've had the virus, you don't need to get a shot? You can just give your records that I have had it and that would be good enough? No, because they want you to get this stupid shot that's killing people. Social media, they're skeptic. They've been discussing this astronomical coincidence that 4 pilots would die within days of each other. And they're asking the question. Here's what a lady named Jackie DeVoy said. So first we had rumors that the airlines were concerned about the jabbed flying. Then the rumors were concerned. Now we're that's what she wrote. I don't know why she used the same word. Now we're hearing about sudden deaths of four jabbed British Airways pilots. Tell me these stories are rumors too. These pics prove nothing. For now, watch this very sad space. Now, I don't know what she's talking about with all that, but I was doing the research on these pilots, and many people are going, this is highly too coincidental. The Awareness Foundation asked for information to validate this almost statistical impossibility. And here's what they wrote. This is huge. Three British Airways pilots had died of the COVID vaccine in the past 7 days. And BA are now in crisis talks with the UA government about whether or not their vaccinated pilots should be allowed to fly. Now, that was when there were only three. A fourth one died right after this. Within a week, four BA, British Airways, not four pilots in all of the airlines, four British Airways pilots. Why did they do it? Because I believe they were required to get it. And here's what British Airways, they pretend that this strange odd is just this oddity. It's coincidental. And here's what they tweeted. Sadly, four members of our pilot community passed away recently. Our thoughts are with their families and friends. However, there is no truth whatsoever in the claims on social media speculating that the four deaths are linked. Do you believe this? Four pilots died within a week. You've issued a communique that says, get the shot. And they do what they're told, young, relatively healthy guys, and they all die. You're not going to get out of this. And now they're in triage because they don't know what to do. They need to issue something that says, don't get this shot. But now what do you do besides open yourself up to liability?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The CDC is finding a likely association between a rare heart condition in younger people, mostly after they've received their second COVID shot, particularly for men under age 30. Data published by the health agency shows there's been more than 1,200 cases of myocarditis in young people who've received Pfizer's or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. They found most cases occur within 1 week after the second dose of the vaccine, with chest pain as the most common side effect. Amid criticism from Democrats and some Republicans, Vice President Harris set to visit the southern border in El Paso, Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will join the Vice President. Harris's trip precedes a scheduled border visit from former President Donald Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News. States across the country are taking note of an election audit taking place.
As Arizona is wrapping up this week the audit of the 2020 presidential election in Maricopa County, Michigan's Sheboygan County voted Tuesday to authorize a hand recount of the 2020 election. Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners voted 4-3 to authorize a letter to Michigan's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson requesting the recount. Last month, Georgia was set to do an audit. More than 145,000 Fulton County absentee ballots will be reviewed as part of the audit in the 2020 presidential election. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least six people are injured after a pedestrian bridge collapsed in Washington, D.C. First responders say four of those injured were taken to a hospital. A truck that was also partially underneath the bridge is experiencing a diesel fuel leak. The Washington Metropolitan Police Department is in the early stages of investigating the cause of the collapse. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Don't seem to care at all if people are poking fun at you. If they're bringing out the donuts or whatever. I think we all need more of that in our lives. Is that something that's always been the case for you?
I don't understand how people get upset and don't have fun. I mean, especially doing this crazy and damn stuff we've been going through for the last, how long have we been going through COVID? Almost over a year now.
Like 15 months, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you take yourself so serious and then this COVID thing hit, you probably unkilled yourself by now. So I tell people like, yo, man, we played basketball. Now I get paid to talk about basketball. If you take yourself too serious on doing something like stupid basketball and now talking about it, you need to have your head checked. I really believe that. But listen, man, I always believe I'm like the luckiest, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on your show. I mean, I feel like I'm the luckiest dude in the world. I mean, I got to play basketball for 16 years, and I've been on television for 20 years, so I haven't had a real job in my entire life, so I should...
You gotta love Charles Barkley. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com 844-551-8255. Charles. Telling it like it is. Well, how are you gonna take yourself seriously when you've never had a real job? You got to do what you love to do. And now you get to look at other people do what you used to do and love to do. And you still love the game. How do you consider that work? That is the American dream. But Charles goes on to talk about cancel culture, and that's what I want to talk about today on the show. In this particular segment are Charles's comments about the people taking themselves too seriously. And the reason why I want you to understand this is that the overwhelming people are thinking what Charles Barkley is actually saying. They're thinking what I say all the time. They just don't have the guts. I may try to get Sir Charles on my program. I think I told you guys, I was at the airport coming back from a trip, and Charles was walking down the way, and I had never met Charles Barkley, but he stopped me and shook my hand and gave me a big shug, and then somebody came up and talked to me. He was like, hey, man, we need to talk. And I'm telling you, Melissa was there. And she asked me, she goes, have you met Charles? I said, I've never met Charles, but he obviously knows my work. But he was like, yeah, we need to talk. I said, okay, man, I'll get a hold of your agent. I'm going to get Charles on the show. Y'all, people will think I'm lying, but it's a true story. Melissa, she edits the show. She puts the commercials in the show. If she hears me lying, she would tell you. She would make me go, oh, it didn't happen. But we did. I don't remember where we were coming back from. She would know. But anyway, so Charles is talking about this crazy world that we live in where they've got to be so careful with what they say. And I want to let you hear some of the rest of what his commentary is. I could do an entire show on just this 15 minutes that he did on this particular radio show because it was so deep on so many levels. Anyway, here's the next part of that first clip we had.
There was an award show that was going on that night. You guys were rightfully so, racking up a bunch of these different awards, right? And there was one that you didn't win, okay? And I'm listening to all this happen pre-show, and I'm just sitting there geeking out. This was the coolest thing. So Kenny asks, didn't we used to win that, or hadn't we won that before? And without missing a beat, you go, we used to win that damn thing all the time until Shaq came on the show, and right away Shaq said something I can't repeat on the radio. And it was the funniest thing in the world. I'm sitting there slapping my knee, and it really was, it just like on air, you guys behind the scenes really are that way. That was probably the coolest thing for me.
Well, thank you. Now, we are like that. And I think it's really funny. I wish people could put a mic. Well, first of all, we get in trouble.
We're fired in
it and kid. Yeah, no question. Especially nowadays, because everybody's they put the PC people are out overboard right now. I mean, I can't imagine
it's
you guys.
It's not the time right now, man. They're out there.
It's not the time
just
to go out on a limb.
Stay in your home.
No, I'm just saying this for like. I can't imagine you guys doing a show every day, how crazy it is for you. Like, I mean, it's gotten so out of hand right now. I couldn't imagine having to watch myself. You can't even have fun nowadays without these jackasses trying to get you canceled and things like that. So, especially you being a comedian.
Yeah.
But still, just having fun talking about sports.
I love Charles. By the way, that was a funny statement. We used to win all the time till Shaq came, you know? And I can only imagine what Shaq said, because he's such a, they're funny guys. But here's what I would say to you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Isn't that the way life works? Have you seen anything funnier than when you and your friends get together, no cameras, no nothing, and y'all are just riffing on each other? I mean, unless you are a stone cold introvert, that's life. That's the funny part of life. You got to see, I swear, there are days when I'm talking with my comedian friends or we're, you know, I remember being in the green room with some of them, and it was better than any Seinfeld episode I've ever seen. We were dying laughing at each other, you know, and it's so spontaneous. You don't have to write it. And I so want to do that. I really would love for the rest of my life to be dedicated to just creating that kind of joy, letting people get a glimpse into that kind of thing. It would just blow. It's mind blowing. Anyway, so what Charles is, let me just say this about cancel culture. I've really done a little analysis on it. And here's what I believe. I believe that people, leftists, have such boring lives and they're powerless. They are so cuckolded by their ideology that when they finally get the opportunity to lash out, they go with venom. And it's their only opportunity to showcase any power is to say, let's just go for this. And it doesn't even matter. Honestly, it could be another leftist. Look at Moons, who got kicked out of CBS. And look at some of these venerable reporters. What was his name? Matt Lauer and the guy that was on PBS and stuff. I mean, people you would never believe. And they didn't do anything seriously wrong. But cancel culture said, we can get them, kill them. These are people that probably would never even get in a fist fight. It'd be too scared. But when they get this opportunity, they want to go for the jugular. And they do it. And you've seen it in other areas. Let me tell you where you've seen it. And you recognize it, but I'm going to tell you, if you didn't, you'd have to be obtuse not to see it. But it's these mask Nazis. Since when has somebody had the nerve to go up to people? Guys, I could tell you stories because it's happened to me a couple of times. And I come back like a sea snake, you know, like you've irritated me and I'm a sea snake. I'm not stopping until I bite you. So I have a continence about me that probably makes most people just leave me the heck alone. Because I told you, outside of the airlines, to heck with your mask. But I was in the Costco, and I told this story before, and it was a big young dude with his son, and this older guy just starts yelling at him about his mask, not having a mask on. And before the guy, I mean, he's a strapping, I'm going to say 38-year-old dude with his kid who's probably 16 or 17, who was a big kid. And this dude that's you know, like confronting him is probably in his late 50s. And I mean, he's like, "Why you have a mask?" And I jumped in the middle of it and said, "Why don't you just mind your business?" And I go after him, right? But here's what I'm going to tell you. There is no reason, there's nothing outside of the mask that that man would be able to go up to this guy and say something to him, because he'd get his butt kicked. But the mask gives people this feeling of invincibility. Like, I've got the government on my side. And where's your mask? I've had old ladies, that old lady in an airport, you know, signal for me to wear my mask. And I signal for her to mind her business. And she kept looking at me. And I looked at her like, what are you going to do? You know, why don't you mind your business? You got your mask on. You should feel safe. Shut up and leave people alone. But here's my point. They feel empowered. And it's something they don't feel in their regular lives. They have no other power. So they get this. If you want to know why the people in Germany capitulated to Hitler, I'm telling you, it was a feeling of power. Like, yeah, we could go after somebody. They didn't even know who or why. Just the feeling of, man, I can be recognized. People will see me as an authority figure, and I will rise in stature. It's hard to believe, man, that there are that many people out there so, I don't know, eager for recognition, that they would fall for this nonsense. They would succumb to this type of a cultural invasion, because that's what it is. And that's what Charles Barkley's talking about. When we return, we'll talk more about Sir Charles and what he's dealing with Kevin.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But unfortunately, it's been happening for a couple years now. Like, if people disagree with you, they're going to get fired. But they're coming for your head. You know, and a lot of our bosses are cowards. And instead of saying, hey, you know, it's so funny. I said, context matters. They're like, context doesn't matter. I said, that's total BS. Context always has to matter. But now, if you crack a joke the wrong way, they're like, oh, no. You crossed the line. I mean, they won't even let me talk about San Antonio anymore. You know? You know what I'm always talking about, them big old women down in San Antonio? They're like, Charles, we got one lady wrote an article. Yeah. I'm like, first of all, I didn't call anybody personally fat in San Antonio. I was just joking around. And well, this one lady wrote this article. I'm like, so y'all gonna let one lady? We've been having fun with this for probably 10, 15 years. And when we go to San Antonio, yeah, the people are having a blast with it. I mean, the people in San Antonio, they had T-shirts made up.
Well, here's the thing. Wasn't San Antonio rated the fattest city in the country like 2 years ago? And I have relatives in San Antonio. I've been. Everybody loves eating down there.
Listen, man, I'm from Alabama. Yeah. We've been flip-flopping with Mississippi for the fattest state for the last 32 years. I know that's a fact. So when I'm joking about San Antonio, but like, hey, listen, I'm from Alabama. We it's like, so every year fluctuates between Alabama and Mississippi. It's the fattest state. And so I don't really have the leg. First of all, I'm fat myself right now, so I really don't have a leg to stand on. But I'm hoping, you know, man, we're just trying to have some fun.
Charles, just trying to have some fun. You know who can't have fun? Robots, droids, inanimate things. And that's what they want you to be. They want you to be a drone. How dare you have fun? How dare you have fun at the expense of somebody else? I'm going to do a whole thing on racism and people talking in voices.
Like talking Indian or so. You know, like this. Kevin, when you're talking about Indians, why do you talk a voice like this?
Because that's the way they talk. That's the way they talk. People have been doing this since the dawn of time. And can it be mocking? Absolutely. I can be mocking in speak highbrow English like this. Yeah, you. Uh-huh. Right? I can mock you talking just like you. And whether it's, you know, speaking in Ebonics, speaking like a Latino or something like this, man, you know. But now that's racism. I could be saying, man, she had the cutest selection. She was like, Kevin, you're so cute. You want to dance with me?
Oh, my gosh, you're total racist.
Or I could mock you. It's, hey, folks, it's words. It's the way things get put together. And there's nothing you can do to control it. Nothing. I could say nothing. I could do nothing. I'm going to do this one day just for fun. It just hit me. I could say nothing but positive things about you, and you leave feeling like a piece of crap. Oh, yeah, your hair looks really good. Yeah. Oh, losing weight, are we? Yeah. That weight loss really looks good on you. Mm-hmm. Oh, new hairstyle. Yeah. Really fits your face. You get what I'm saying? I could say things in a way that you can't even take it well. It could be something you really enjoy. And I could just mock it to the point where you're like, ah, can I do anything right for this guy? People want to control. You cannot control this. Anymore, in as much as you can control people, you can't do it. I just find it fascinating. And, you know, ultimately, I don't know where this thing goes, but it can't go anywhere good. You know what you should teach your kids? I know I taught my youngest son this. I said, hey, you better learn how to take a good joke. You better learn how to not get defensive. And you certainly better get a sense of humor and know how to deliver it back. I told you guys about that film, that French film I watched called Ridicule, which is ridicule, about how wit and being able to come over the top of somebody quick was recognized in French society as an art, as something to be admired. That's what you better learn how to do. Ridicule. But Charles says, context matters. He's right. He says, our bosses are cowards. They allow people to just write one letter and that's all it takes. Social media now with me, fake bots were sent to Fox and they were like, oh my gosh, everybody's mad at Kevin. So stupid. Their loyal base absolutely loved my work. And Fox said, we don't care. these bots, these few people that are upset that you use the word skank, that's the end. Context matters. And oh, by the way, so does the truth. Charles says, if you crack a joke the wrong way, you cross the line, they want to fire you. They want you out. One woman wrote an article about his comments about people in San Antonio being fat. I'm from San Antonio. He's not lying. But you know he did it in jest. He could have been going to Milwaukee, and he could have said the same thing, and that would be the joke. And he says, we've been doing this now for 10 or 15 years behind the scenes, joking about the thing that I made. You all have, we've all been part of an inside joke that's just funny. And if it leaks out to the outside, it gets even funnier. And that's what Charles created. Dude's just having a good time. Charles says, we've been having fun for 10 to 15 years. Well, shame on you, Charles Barkley, because you shouldn't be having fun. That's not what the left wants you to do, is to have fun. He said, people in San Antonio were so appreciative of it that they made shirts up about it. Hardcore basketball fans. You want to know why they didn't care what Charles said? Because number one, Charles is fat himself, and it was a tongue-in-cheek joke. He was technically making fun of himself, and he was doing it to get a rise, you know, to make the show more interesting. And he did exactly that. He accomplished everything you would want from a guy that you've hired to do this type of work. And his bosses are, well, I don't know. See, let me explain something. Let me put it to you this way. If CEOs took the stance of somebody, this Austrian CEO who said, I'm firing anybody who does cancel culture, we'd be in a better world. I was out with my family. We were at a mall, and all these businesses had the rainbow flag up. And I wanted to go in there and say, hey, listen, do you only care about gays in the month of June, or do you care about them all the time? See, because when I check, with no flag on the window, it means you are welcoming all business into your store. All business. Not heterosexual business. Not just gay business. All business. I'll leave it there for now. I'm out of time.
But unfortunately, I mean, it's been happening for a couple of years now. Like, if people disagree with you, they're going to get fired. But they're coming for your head. You know, and a lot of our bosses are cowards. And instead of saying, hey, you know, it's so funny. I said, context matters. They're like, context doesn't matter. I said, that's total BS. Context always has to matter. And but now, if you crack a joke the wrong way, they're like, oh, no, 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 no. You crossed the line. I mean, they won't even let me talk about San Antonio anymore. You know? You know, what I'm always talking about, them big old women down in San Antonio? They're like, Charles, we got one lady wrote an article. Yeah. I'm like, first of all, I didn't call anybody personally fat in San Antonio. I was just joking around. And well, this one lady wrote this article. I'm like, so y'all going to let one lady? We've been having fun with this for probably 10, 15 years. And when we go to San Antonio, yeah, the people are having a blast with it. I mean, the people in San Antonio, they had T-shirts made up.
Well, here's the thing. Wasn't San Antonio rated the fattest city in the country like 2 years ago? And I have relatives in San Antonio. I've been. Everybody loves eating down there.
Listen, man, I'm from Alabama. Yeah. We've been flip-flopping with Mississippi for the fattest state for the last 32 years. I know that's a fact. So when I'm joking about San Antonio, but like, hey, listen, I'm from Alabama. We it's like, so every year it fluctuates between Alabama and Mississippi. It's the fattest state. And so I don't really have the leg. First of all, I'm fat myself right now, so I really don't have a leg to stand on. But I'm hoping, you know, man, we're just trying to have some fun.
Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.